Here we go now. Thumbs and Bruce starts.
My thumb is up to the Paralympics, which began Friday in Sochi, or more specifically, to the Paralympians involved. There were calls for athlete boycotts after Russia sent troops into Ukraine the day after the Olympics ended, but an athlete boycott was a silly and callous idea. It would have had no effect on the invasion, except to deprive those who push the edge of human possibility from something they deserve, even in a diminished spotlight. Instead, at the opening ceremony Friday, we saw a significant political statement from Ukraine, which sent one of its 23 athletes to march in the opening ceremony. We didn't see anything that meaningful 2 weeks ago. I'm glad we saw it now. The Paralympics and Paralympians deserve whatever spotlight they get.
And so do you, Steve.
My thumb is up to LeBron James, not for being the best player in the NBA or for the career-high 61 points he tossed up the other night. LeBron traveled last night to Cleveland between games and against the advice of the Miami Heat so he could be part of the ceremony that honored his former Cavaliers teammate, Zydrunas Ilgauskas. LeBron played more games with Ilgauskas than anyone else he's played with in his 11-year career, and he wanted to be there for his good friend and to see him honored. In an NBA world in which selfishness reigns supreme, King James showed another side of himself last night, a surprisingly likable side.
Dave Naylor.
And my thumb is also up to the Buffalo Bills, who pulled the plug this week, at least for 1 year, on the Bills in Toronto series. Now, for something that once stirred rabid debate across this country, the Bills playing in Toronto turned out to be much ado about nothing. The product was lousy, the price is too high, and oh yes, that infamous news conference. But what also became obvious was the disconnect between Toronto sports fans and somebody else's NFL team. I don't know if there will ever be another NFL regular season game played in Toronto, but the only way it makes sense is if one of the teams playing is Toronto.
It was going to be thumbs down to the LA Lakers for the worst game in their history. That would be Thursday's loss by 48 points to the LA Clippers. But really, it should be thumbs up to the Lakers for their contribution to the anti-tanking movement, which seeks to change the NBA's draft lottery. There is no proof that the Lakers tanked against the Clippers, except the scoreboard and the 18,000 witnesses at Staples Center, and the open encouragement of a Riggin for Wiggins campaign. The NBA needs to act, and the NHL needs to follow before next season a strategy unfolds that could be known as lose honor, get Connor.